Two parliaments, one country, and as yet, no deal. Scotland may have voted no to independence, but it did so on a promise.
We said that we would bring forward a command paper which would summarise the views of the three parties that wanted to remain in the United Kingdom, the Liberal Democrats, the Labour Party and the Conservatives. That's what we are doing today. That will then inform the process that we have charged Lord Smith to undertake in building consensus and bringing forward an agreement between those three parties and indeed also the Scottish Nationalists and the Greens as well.
Amongst those keeping an eye on today's debate will be the three who came to Scotland at the bitterly contested bitter end of the campaign. As the polls narrowed, they vowed to give Holyrood more powers, although they still can't agree what those powers should be. The Tories want Scotland to have complete control over income tax plus a share of VAT. Labour says the Scottish Parliament should be given powers to raise 40% of its overall budget, but differs on control of value-added tax. The Lib Dems say Holyrood should be allowed to raise the majority of the money it spends. Cross-party discussions are to be facilitated by a commission chaired by Lord Smith of Kelvin, with a blueprint for reform agreed by the end of November.
The people of Scotland have spoken.
Yet those discussions are now linked by the Prime Minister to resolving the issue of Scottish MPs voting on issues not affecting Scotland. Some will be surprised that Scotland's No has provided an answer to more than one question.
The vow was no more than a device to try and persuade a number of people into the No camp. And these vows quickly made look like they're on the process of being reneged upon.
High above Edinburgh and looking down on its parliament sits the National Monument of Scotland, originally intended to commemorate those who fell in the Napoleonic Wars. Almost 200 years on from the start of its construction, it remains unfinished, thanks to a lack of funds, but also enthusiasm. Edinburgh's folly, as it has become known. Westminster politicians will be accused of far worse than folly if their plans don't come to fruition. Otherwise, the monument to their efforts will be a reinvigorated campaign for Scottish independence. Neil Paterson, Sky News, Edinburgh.